Nahum. Chapter 1. The Pronouncement Against Nineveh. The Book of the Vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. Jehovah is a God exacting exclusive devotion and taking vengeance. Jehovah is taking vengeance and is disposed to rage. Jehovah is taking vengeance against his adversaries, and he is resentful toward his enemies. Jehovah is slow to anger and great in power, and by no means will Jehovah hold back from punishing. In destructive wind and in storm is his way, and the cloud mass is the powder of his feet. He is rebuking the sea, and he dries it up, and all the rivers he actually makes run dry. Bashan and Carmel have withered, and the very blossom of Lebanon has withered. Mountains themselves have rocked because of him, and the very hills found themselves melting. And the earth will be upheaved because of his face, the productive land also, and all those dwelling in it. In the face of his denunciation, who can stand? And who can rise up against the heat of his anger? His own rage will certainly be poured out like fire, and the very rocks will actually be pulled down because of him. Jehovah is good, a stronghold in the day of distress, and he is cognizant of those seeking refuge in him. And by the flood that is passing along, he will make an outright extermination of her place, and darkness will pursue his very enemies. What will you men think up against Jehovah? He is causing an outright extermination. Distress will not rise up a second time. Although they are being interwoven even as thorns, and they are drunken as with their wheat beer, they will certainly be devoured like stubble fully dry. Out of you there will actually go forth one who is thinking up against Jehovah what is bad, counseling what is not worthwhile. This is what Jehovah has said. Although they were in complete form, and there were many in that state, even in that state they must be cut down, and one must pass through. And I shall certainly afflict you, so that I shall not afflict you any more. And now I shall break his carrying bar from upon you, and the bands upon you I shall tear in two. And concerning you Jehovah has commanded, nothing of your name will be sown any more. Out of the house of your gods I shall cut off carved image and molten statue. I shall make a burial place for you, because you have been of no account. Look, upon the mountains the feet of one bringing good news, one publishing peace. O Judah, celebrate your festivals, pay your vows, because no more will any good-for-nothing person pass again through you. In his entirety, he will certainly be cut off.